Welcome to AI in Life Sciences, your news update curated by Nitro Marketing and generated by AI.
Today is Thursday, March 28th. Here is what we are covering. In a bid to reduce clinician burnout, California's leading healthcare system, Sutter Health, has joined forces with Abridge, a company focused on generative AI for clinical documentation. Together, they are working to streamline documentation and cut down on administrative time spent on such tasks by 2 to 3 hours daily, with Abridge's AI platform generating in real-time draft clinical notes from physician-patient conversations. The partnership also bolsters Sutter Health's commitment to innovation by integrating patient-facing summaries into electronic health records, aiding patients in understanding key aspects of their visits. GE Healthcare has unveiled its new AI-based Prostate Volume Assist, PVA solution, designed to enable quicker and more efficient prostate volume measurements, aiding in earlier prostate cancer diagnoses and improved treatment plans. The PVA tool, integrated into GE Healthcare's existing product portfolio, automates prostate volume measurement in less than 2 seconds, freeing urologists to focus on patient care. Available globally, PVA marks a significant advancement in the fight against prostate cancer, fostering efficient diagnostic processes, better treatment planning, and improved patient outcomes. Nebraska Medicine has adopted artificial intelligence to reduce first-year nurse turnover by almost half. This innovative approach, which handles the integration of new nursing staff, uses predictive analytics to identify individual training needs and facilitate guided support. This function of AI in the healthcare industry not only fosters staff retention, but also potentially improves patient care outcomes. In a major investment move, Blackstone has funneled $750 million into Moderna's flu program. This high-value backing comes as Moderna's potential approval looms on the horizon. It's clear that the global investment firm sees significant potential in the biotech company's efforts to combat influenza. Health information exchange networks are making strides in improving interoperability and health equity across the board. By enabling the seamless exchange of patient data between different healthcare providers, these networks are enhancing both patient care and health outcomes. This increase in data accessibility also aims to mitigate health disparities and promote equity by ensuring each patient, no matter their background, can receive comprehensive, informed care.
Thank you for tuning in to AI in Life Sciences. If you want to learn more, check out the episode description. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. Contact us to learn how to launch your own AI-generated podcast at nitromarketing.com. That's NYTRO marketing.com. See you tomorrow for more Life Sciences news.